One of the areas where people are looking to, according to some of the reports, is for stability and safety when it comes to where people choose to travel to. Alongside that, there is the impact, of course, on aviation fuel and aviation prices. And Europeans, the European Aviation Safety Agency has been speaking this morning in relation to the impact on routes and costs involved there as well. With me on the line, talking about it from the local perspective, is Pat O'Leary, Chair of the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. Pat, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to me on the programme. Obviously, everyone involved in looking for international tourists to come is concerned about the war, particularly, I'd imagine, the American market. But what can you tell me what your members are saying to you about how things are looking for the summer, and if there's been any impact yet?
Good morning, Jerry. Not yet, I have to say. It's been quite positive. No cancellations of any great note so far. It looks like the Americans still want to come. And as you said in your introduction, the people are looking for a safe destination. And there's no doubt what we're offering in Ireland and by association, Kerry is by any means safe and considered safe.
That you think that is a plus for us? If anyone's looking to change their holiday plans, move away from the sunnier destinations, move away from places like Turkey and Cyprus and obviously the Middle East, that might help from that point of view. We're relatively speaking far away from the trouble.
We are. I think there are two markets there. The American market is one. Then there's the European market, where Europeans traditionally might be going to places like Turkey or areas with close proximity to the Middle East. And they certainly will be looking elsewhere, I would think.
Okay. Pat, what about the domestic market here? Would there be a concern with prices going up, with people having to spend more money on getting around internally in Ireland, that might have an impact? Again, the longer it goes on?
Well, I would invert that and say, to your earlier point during your intro, you mentioned oil prices, which I think is a very relevant point. So oil prices will increase flight costs. So I would say for the domestic market, it would be positive in that people may find it cheaper actually to stay in Ireland, as if flight costs increase, then I think the Irish offering will be even more attractive.
Okay, so we might get a benefit from the point of view of people saying, look, I'm not going to fly, it's a bit too pricey, I'll just go for a weekend, or I'll hit the car or take public transport to get where I'm going.
Exactly. That's what we're seeing at the moment as well. I think domestic market is one we're focusing on Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. We've targeted two main markets again this year. The domestic market in the light of the geopolitics, and also the UK market, because a lot of UK visitors, in particular the more affluent UK holidaymaker, they often go to the Middle East, and they certainly will not be going there. So we'll try and tempt them to come to Ireland.
Yeah, is that a market we need to concentrate on, Pat? That it's something we've lost ground on over the last number of years.
I think very, very much so, Jerry. I think people of my vintage can remember back in the day, the predominant visitor in Kerry back in the 70s was the English visitor. And we certainly have lost them over the years. They've forgotten where we are. And we're putting a major effort, particularly from the Kerry perspective, into getting the English, traditional English tourists back to Kerry.
Okay, what should the government do, if anything, that they can do to try and help the industry, Pat?
Well, I think the government is doing quite a bit by way of what Tourism Ireland are doing on their advertising campaign. They're promoting Ireland as a safe, quiet place to visit, to relax holidays and so on. So in that sense, the government is marketing the country. I don't know what they can do on the cost basis, which is presumably what you're getting to, because costs are increasing not only in Ireland, but in all other destinations. So I suspect that the government will be reluctant to do any more than what they've done. I think they've done quite a lot with the 7% reduction in the VAT to 7%. That's already quite a step.
Yeah, and that's something that's coming in July, which will help the industry this summer, that they're going to stick by that. That's the most important thing for tourism operators.
Correct. That's quite a key.
Okay. Pat, final point on it. Look, it is a concern, obviously, the cost of inputs, cost of ingredients, the cost of fruit preparation in particular. If this does continue to hit and feeds through to inflation, we're already battling it, aren't we? Trying to keep costs down, keep ourselves seen as, you know, not too expensive a destination. Will that come under pressure if this continues?
Well, I think we need to be very careful not to overstate the costs, because we can talk ourselves into a problem we don't have. Costs are increasing right across the continent. Anybody who's travelled to the UK or even to Europe recently will already notice that costs in restaurants have increased as well. So certainly it's an issue, but we should not really amplify it and let's say spread that word abroad. We need Ireland that gives great value for money. I think what people get for what they pay, and that's the important thing, is it worth it? And I think we do provide a very high standard, very high quality, and that's what we're selling.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone, and look, all markets and all tourism markets, all countries, when it comes to the inflationary impacts, are in the same situation because of this war. It affects everyone equally.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something we must be aware of. And it's not just ourselves, so we should not be beating ourselves up over that.
Okay. All right, Pat, listen, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme about that this morning. That's Pat O'Leary there of the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation speaking about the impact thus far. If you have a view, if you're worried from your own business or your own operation in relation to tourism and travel, what changes have you made, if any, to your plans for travelling this year, then get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 3300 3300. We want to hear from you.